first. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience flare-ups of gout? If you have gout and you have had at least 3 flare-ups of gout in the past 12 months, you may qualify for a clinical research study of an investigational medication. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and investigational study medication at no cost. They may also be compensated for their time and travel. For more information, call Radiant Research at 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. If you have gout and have had at least 3 flare-ups of gout in the past 12 months, call Radiant. 636-CALL-NOW. That's 636-CALL-NOW. Radiant Research. We can't do it without you.
This Saturday and Sunday, get a Sealy Posturepedic Queen Set for just $398 and 0% APR for 5 years. Saturday and Sunday only at Mattress Firm.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to our Maximize Living radio show where we teach you, we empower you to take control of your health. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you want to come off medications? Is your family's health not where you want it? This show is for you.
This show is going to transform the way you and your family look and manage your health. It is time to get the truth. Health back into your life and get you back to living the way you're designed to live.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Show Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7 a.m. on the Big 550
KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And you're welcome to be a part of the show, too, for the Harris Challenge right now at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or your cell phone star KTRS gets you in here. That song, Pleasant Valley Sunday, was a big hit for the Monkees more than 4 decades ago. It was written by the late, great Jerry Goffin, who died a couple of days ago at the age of 75. He was Carole King's husband and songwriting partner for many, many years when they worked in the Brill Building in New York in the Don Kirshner organization. Don Kirshner was the guy who made the Monkees into a big hit. And wrote songs for them and the Shirelles and the Drifters and later on Saving All My Love for You for Whitney Houston. And, of course, with Carole King wrote songs like Up on the Roof and Locomotion and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Songwriters Hall of Fame, Jerry Goffin, dead this week at the age of 75. All right, let's play the Harris Challenge with our first contestant today. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello. How are you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. This is where you get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Suck up to the boss, maybe get a raise. Say hello to the family, maybe get something nice for dinner. Or use the time for a commercial endorsement that you've prearranged for big dollars.
Well, we'll start with I'm AM and the PM.
Hallelujah. That's good.
And let's just have a good weekend, man. Excited going down to the lake this weekend.
Yeah, all right. The lake will be a good place to be when it's 94 tomorrow.
Wow. Ooh, yeah, well, the water will feel nice.
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Take a look at the questions and categories as they spill out here, led, of course, by our weekly topical category. There it is. Have you been paying attention? Category 2, Mark Twain Prize winners before Jay Leno. We were talking earlier in the show about how Jay Leno is going to be the 17th person to get that prize later on this year. This is about some of the other 16. Or you can have Category 3, Casey's Coast to Coast.
Well, let's go with have you been paying attention.
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and work our way through 5 questions with increasing difficulty and increasing value. There's a total of 15 points on the board, but you only have to get half of them to become a winner and get a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right! You
are, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Mm, donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werrenberg Theaters.
Werrenberg.
We have tickets to see the Jersey Boys. How about that? And we have a free bowling party for up to six people. You can even have one at Crest Bowl or at Kingpin Lanes. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people on one lane, a one large, one topping pizza from Brickhouse Pizza Company. That's quite an ordeal, isn't it?
So you get all of those, you get any of those. You will get all of those if you get 15 points. That we call that a clean sweep with a value of well over
$1 million.
And the category again is, have you been paying attention, Sean? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What did an athlete named Clayton Kershaw do this week that got a lot of attention?
Oh, Clayton, pass.
Which tech company announced a new smartphone this week?
Amazon.
Correct. What group famously lost a trademark on its name when the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office ruled it was disparaging?
The Washington Redskins.
Correct. Which major corporation announced this week that it will provide free college tuition for employees?
Starbucks.
Correct. What was Ahmed Abu Qatala, who was arrested by U.S. Special Forces this week, suspected of being the mastermind behind?
The terrorist attack on Benghazi.
Correct. What did an athlete named Clayton Kershaw do this week that got a lot of attention?
Clayton Kershaw, retired his rookie year.
What if I told you he was a pitcher for the L.A. Dodgers?
A no-hitter.
Yeah, he's the guy who threw the no-hitter this week. Sean, you were 1 point away from the clean sweep. You got 14. But you know what? That's the difference between a no-hitter and a perfect game. Mm. One missed opportunity or one error throwing to first base. Sean, you're a winner. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, let's go to Emily as our next contestant. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Happy Friday and happy weekend, and everybody can get their St. Louis-themed T-shirts from my husband's company, 314 Threads. They're available online and on Etsy.
Is that the phone number, 314 Threads, and as well as the name of the company?
The name of the company.
Okay. Emily, we have these categories up here. Mark Twain Prize winners before Jay Leno, Casey's Coast to Coast, or our new third category, summer movies, because tomorrow is the first day of summer.
Casey's Coast to Coast, please.
Okay, this is a category about the late, great Casey Kasem, who died at 82 on Sunday at the peak of American Top 40's popularity. It was on over 1,000 radio stations. And just a little tangent here about Casey's connection to my career. One of my first jobs in commercial radio was I had a Saturday night 7 to midnight show, and then I came back in Sundays at 10 a.m. to run Casey's Coast to Coast American Top 40 show, which was 3 hours at the time and then expanded to 4 hours when they added in some extras in it. And this was in 1978. The way they delivered the show was not by satellite and not by high-tech phone lines like you would now. It came in on vinyl records every week. And so it was my job to play Casey's Coast to Coast, and I was really meticulous about making sure that I didn't play the wrong side at the wrong time. You know, we're counting them down from number 32 to number 19. What? Casey was an inspiration to me, not just because I got to play his show on the air, but as a young radio personality, just listening to his show taught me how to be a storyteller on the air and how to tease things that were coming up. And he was one of the great radio personalities of all time. There's a generation of people who don't know how good Casey was because they didn't hear him in his prime. The good news is some oldie stations, I think Clue may run it on the weekend.
Yeah, they do.
And Sirius XM runs his shows on the weekend on their 70s channel. And after he died on Sunday, I actually found an iHeart radio channel that was playing Casey's Top 40 shows nonstop, back to back, and I would put it on for a listen for like 5 or 10 minutes at a time. Here's one from 1985, or here's one from 1978. It was all great stuff. So he is absolutely missed by the industry, and that ugliness towards the end with his family, with his wife Jean fighting against his daughter Casey and her sister and brother, was so ugly that the fact that his life became a horrible tabloid story was really, really sad. So here are some things from Casey's career that we put together for this category called Casey's Coast to Coast. You ready, Emily?
I think I am. I hope I can do it. I grew up listening to Casey Kasem, so we'll see.
Well, let's play the Harris Challenge. Finish the phrase that Casey ended every broadcast with. Keep your feet on the ground and
keep reaching for the stars.
Correct. Who had the number one song on Casey's first American Top 40 show? Was it the Carpenters, Three Dog Night, or the Jackson 5?
Oh, the Jackson 5.
Three Dog Night. Mama Told Me Not to Come. Which of these animated characters did Casey not provide the voice of? McGruff the Crime Dog, Shaggy on Scooby-Doo, or Robin in the Batman cartoons?
McGraw.
Correct. Which of these movies did Casey's voice appear in? Terminator 2 Judgment Day, FM, or Ghostbusters?
Which did he not appear in?
No, he did.
Oh, a Ghostbusters.
Correct. What was the four-word title of George Michael's 1987 song that Casey refused to say on his show?
I Want Your Sex.
That is absolutely correct. Casey would not say that. Number nine
I want
this
your
week.
Sex.
Number nine this week. I want your. I won't say that. he just referred to it as George Michael's hit. You got them all except the two-pointer, which means 13 points, Emily, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And I did the thing Casey Kasem refused to do. Set it on the air.
That's right. Nicely done. Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. We had one contestant drop off, so we have an open phone line at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, or cell phone star KTRS if you want to get in. Sometimes people hear the categories and they just drop away. But Jean hung in there, and welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm married, have three kids. My oldest is getting married in 2 weeks, so congratulations to Matt and Mary Christine.
Okay. The categories left here on the board are Mark Twain Prize winners before Jay Leno, summer movies, or unrelated questions.
Wow. I might get punished. Let's try before Mark Twain winners before Leno.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Gene. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who won the first Mark Twain Prize in 1998 after starring in movies like Stir Crazy and Brewster's Millions?
Steve Martin.
Richard Pryor. Which stand-up comic turned daytime talk show host was awarded the prize in 2011?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Correct. Who won the prize in 2004, nearly 30 years after creating Saturday Night Live?
Lauren Green.
Lauren Michaels.
Oh,
who was the first?
I knew that.
Who was the first woman to win the prize? Carol Burnett, Lily Tomlin, or Whoopi Goldberg?
Carol Burnett.
Whoopi Goldberg. Which legendary stand-up comedian was awarded the prize posthumously after a heart attack took his life in 2008?
Richard Pryor.
No, we already had Richard Pryor as an answer.
See,
try again.
This is not my category. Bad call.
Try again.
I don't know.
It was George Carlin. And by the way, Lauren Green was very funny.
Yeah, but Lauren Michaels was way more funny. As soon as it was out of my mouth, I was like, it is not Lauren Green. He's the
yeah.
end of it.
Well, let's see here, Gene. All you got was Ellen DeGeneres for 2 points. And it's ironic that you would not be able to get the prizes in a category about comedians, because our punishment music today is from a comedian, Jerry Seinfeld, who brought back his web series, Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, this week in an episode with Sarah Jessica Parker, which I thought was actually very, very nice. I was not a huge Sarah Jessica Parker fan. I've liked her in a couple of things like Honeymoon in Vegas, but I was never, you know, a Sex and the City fan or any of that other stuff that she's done. But she's really personable in this, and the two of them have great chemistry. And the car that it takes place in is an old station wagon with wood paneled siding. It's an old Woody from like the 70s?
76, I think.
76
it was,
or something. Jerry Seinfeld hates the car. She loves it, but they go off for a ride together. And if you haven't seen the episode, it's on comediansandcarsgettingcoffee.com, and it's actually a pretty good one. The reason I mention all of that is because in this third or fourth season of the show, Jerry has apparently decided that he should sing the theme song, and that is today's punishment music.
Oh, yay.
I think it's time for that silly show where comedians and their cars go. They talk and laugh with coffee beans and drink and stir and wear blue jeans. So I'll get in that car. No need to go far. Sometimes on stage I won't come offy unless I'm getting in a car for coffee.
Answering the question, why doesn't Jerry Seinfeld sing in public? There you go.
I think so.
There's the answer. Gene, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for playing. Here is contestant number 4. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
My cheap plug would be to say that the kids are all right. I teach at a high school, and you know, a lot of people make a lot of money bad-mouthing these kids, and they're just kids trying to make their way in the world. They know a whole lot more about electronics and stuff than we ever knew. They're just good kids, and that's my plug.
Nicely done. May I add one thing to this? We hear a lot about a lot of TV stories in particular about the obesity problem with today's youth. I can tell you from going to my daughter's school from the time she was in kindergarten all the way up to the time she graduated high school, I was in that high school a lot, and yeah, there are some fat kids in our schools, but most American kids are not the fat, bloated pigs that you see in TV stories about them.
I'm with you.
Yeah. That's true. And, you know, they've removed the soda machines, or they can't use them during the day. They can't buy all this, the pastries and donuts out of the machines anymore. They've done all that, but you haven't seen the kids getting smaller. That's not the problem. The problem, is beyond me. I don't know what it is, but we used to drink sodas all the time in high school back when everyone supposedly was thinner.
Yep.
I just don't see what the connection is.
Yep. All right, Don, which category would you like of the two that we have left? We have summer movies or unrelated questions.
How about unrelated questions?
All right. Obviously, this is a category with 5 questions that have nothing to do with each other. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Soccer's World Cup is being held in Brazil, but where are the balls made? Vietnam, Honduras, or Pakistan?
Total guess, Honduras.
Pakistan.
Ah.
Who was just honored by the Guinness Book of World Records for hosting the most episodes of the same TV game show and continues to add to that record with every show that airs?
The Game Show Network? I don't know.
No, who's the host?
Who's the host?
Yeah, the game show host.
Alex Trebek?
That's correct. Which American inventor holds more patents than anyone else?
Living?
No.
Oh, okay. I go with Edison?
Correct. What American tradition is not observed in Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona? You can pass.
Pass.
What 3-word phrase appeared on millions of T-shirts in 1984 to promote a song by the band Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
I want your sex.
No, that was the Casey Kasem category. No, that one was Frankie Says Relax.
Oh,
relax.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the American tradition not observed in all of those places: daylight saving time. They don't have much need for it in Arizona and Guam and Hawaii. There are parts of Arizona that are Indian reservations that do have it, but most of the state does not. So let's see.
Indiana, right?
No, Indiana changed. They do it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex Trebek for 2 points and Thomas Edison for 3 points. By the way, Edison has 1,093 patents, and you got a total of only 5 points, Don. I'm sorry. That means that Jerry Seinfeld is going to have to punish you, too.
I think it's time for that silly show.
You know what I like about
it?
He starts off with a bad note.
Yeah.
The very first note of the song.
I'd rather have suspension or something.
And he doesn't even go back to him and say, oh, you know what, let's do it again.
Take two.
Let's start from the beginning. Take two. All right, Don, you're a high school teacher. I'm not going to punish you anymore.
Oh, bless your heart.
Have a great summer.
You too.
Thank Bye-bye. You very much for playing. And here's our final contestant today. Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm on my way to dinner with my husband, and I'd like to wish my friend Debbie S. happy 60th.
Okay. Lynn, our category is summer movies. This is about movies that had the word summer in the title. Okay?
All righty.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not appear in the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer? Jennifer Love Hewitt, Kaley Cuoco, or Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Kaley.
Correct. Which member of the Cheers cast co-starred with Mark Harmon in Summer School?
Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie Alley is right. Who played the air traffic controller who took his family for a beach vacation in Summer Rental? How many days of summer were there in a 2009 movie starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Zooey Deschanel?
42.
500 days of summer. Five-pointer. What summer sport, which you do not find in St. Louis, was the subject of the 1966 documentary Endless Summer?
You're fishing.
Did you say spearfishing?
Yes.
Surfing.
Close. It was water.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. Not a lot of surfing on the Mississippi and the Missouri. Occasionally on the Merrimack, but only when somebody goes crazy on a float trip. John Candy was the guy who starred in Summer School.
Okay.
So you got 2 points for Kirstie Alley and 1 point for Kaley Cuoco, and that's only three. You got our low score today, Lynn. I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah,
that's not true.
Scores.
That's not true. Jen got only 2 points, so you...
Yeah. Second from the bottom.
No, the good news is, for all of us, we get to hear Jerry again.
I think it's time for that silly show,
yeah.
Where comedians and their cars go. They talk and laugh with coffee beans and drink and stir and wear blue jeans.
You know, he doesn't really care. He's getting a free promotion from us.
No need.
And
well, I'd like to say that I enjoy the show and I always listen to it on the way home.
Thank you very much, Lynn. I appreciate that. Hope you have a great weekend and a good summer.
You too. Thanks, guys.
And that's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS, worldwide via KTRS.com, and also on the free KTRS smartphone app for your iPhone or Android.
Meep, meep.
Hey, hey, hey. And it was summer. You said summer school, I think, for John Candy.
Summer Rental.
Summer Rental.
No, Summer School was the Mark Harmon movie. Summer Rental was the John Candy movie.
Yeah. Summer School was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Summer School was great.
So were you correcting me on something I didn't get wrong?
I think at the end you said Summer
Candy.
School with John Candy.
Yeah.
Ah, so I see.
It's an easy...
All right. Mea culpa. I apologize.
Yeah.
You know
All
what?
Right.
You know what? Most people could say it's the end of my work week and I'm really tired, but this is the beginning of my work week.
That's right.
What's my excuse?
John Hadley called in, too. He was paying attention.
Wow.
Whoa.
I know.
Really?
Hadley's paying attention. That's weird.
Hey, dude,
weird.
Tell Paul it was Summer School.
All right, just to clarify again, Mark Harmon, Summer School. John Candy, Summer Rental.
I just want to say,
Tim Weiland, Summer Traffic.
That's right. How's traffic look, Tim?
Let's see here. They've cleared that accident westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road. You're still jammed up solid approaching Highway 170 through Lindbergh. Southbound 270, you're slow between Page down through Highway 40 and then from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. You still have some problems on westbound 44. No accidents or that, but things are really stacked up now between Highway 270 to west of 141. Eastbound 270 is getting better. You're slow midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Baseball traffic seems to be the big problem coming in, and I'll just tell you, it's a long stretch from Clarkson all the way in through Big Bend. Not a solid jam, but you have a lot of slow and stop-and-go pockets in there. This report is brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. Stuck in traffic? Make the wait a tasty one. Pull over for Mrs. Freshley's award-winning jumbo honey buns, chocolate cupcakes, and mini donuts. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Today's Harris Challenge brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the great music groups in our town. town, and they have been for a long time and still going strong every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton, where there's no cover charge, and every Thursday night at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, where there's no cover charge and amazing food. And this Saturday night, tomorrow night, they're going to be at the Grub and Groove concert at Francis Park in the St. Louis Hills neighborhood. The Well Hungarians will play from 7 o'clock until 10 o'clock tomorrow night, and that is an all-ages, all-family show. So bring the family out tomorrow night and get some great music from the Well Hungarians. You can also download their free app for iPhone or Android, or go to their website, wellhungarians.net, to find out where they are playing in town. The Harris Challenge, proudly brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians here on the Big 550.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne. Informed, smart, balanced, entertaining, and raised in Missouri. It's Jim Bohannon Overnight. Starts Tuesday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-1895. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll even give you 4 additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip from Micah countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier and Thompson Kitchens and Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
Men over 40, have you tried the GNC award-winning breakthrough designed to invigorate your body and increase your libido? If you're experiencing weaker drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, you need Nugenix. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-1198. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1198. That's 1-800-900-1198.
Our phones have been ringing off the hook with people who don't want to pay for an appraisal when their home loan doesn't get approved.
That'll never happen at Golden Oak Lending. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up the phone and call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI? Our mortgage insurance, we have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broil Master offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broil Master is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilMasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilMasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
There's something special happening at Northwest Healthcare. From the compassion of our emergency department staff to the rapid results from our imaging and lab facilities to the comfort and convenience of our campus on Graham Road, we're using our extraordinary experience to create extraordinary experiences every day. Visit ChristianHospital.org to learn more. Northwest Healthcare. Member BJC Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Frank.
I'm Kevin.
I'm John.
Join us on the Barbecue Pitmasters Radio Network every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m. as we broadcast live from St. Louis Home Fires,
where we talk recipes, tips, techniques, and anything barbecue.
We keep an eye on the local scene with barbecue contest updates and product reviews.
Fired up as we talk to local legends and national barbecue icons every Sunday from 4 to 5 on the Big 550.
Are you in the market for a new GE appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with four locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and taxes out of the state when you can shop GE appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care today and keep your car running newer longer. For maintenance, repairs, tires, for whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Ian, and Dan, and this portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley, where you're looking for a great place to go out to dinner or a great place to pick something up and take it home. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse have you covered both ways. And they also sponsor this gentleman, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Hello, Mike.
Give it up. Take care, Bobby.
What do you got for us today?
I got a lot.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to stay in air conditioning as much as possible.
Is it warm?
Yeah. Been steamy here last week.
Oh, yeah.
108 here today.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous.
Summer.
It is. Tomorrow.
That's right.
No complaining, though, after this winter.
Yeah, no, that's our rule around here.
Exactly.
After the winter we had, nobody can go, wow, I can't believe how hot it is.
Shut up.
Just stay in air conditioning and shut up. That's right.
This will be our last celebrity bad hygiene pop quiz question. We've had them all week long. You probably don't know that, Paul. You probably don't listen.
I did.
Huh?
I did hear one or two of them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, today, name the name of the stinkiest celebrity of all.
Okay.
All three of these guys have reputations of being stinky.
Okay.
But according to people who work with them and know them, who's the stinkiest of them all?
Okay.
Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
Answer in a minute. You know, I'm sure people have been talking about that ridiculous new Miss USA, didn't know the capital of Nevada.
Oh.
She was asked that question again today, and I heard a tape of it. She's like, okay, like, I totally not now, and I'll never forget that because, okay, so, like, a cousin did I interviewed me, and I really liked him. He's a really cool guy. So now I go, okay, Nevada, capital, cousin did I, except instead of did I, city, it's a cousin city.
Yeah. Representing the United States of America.
You just can't believe how dumb she is.
She reminds me of that one from South Carolina a few years ago. With the
such
US,
as
yeah,
such as,
maps, such as maps, such
there's
as
no cameras,
the U.S. Americans.
No, what was it? There's no maps.
Yes,
no maps.
Yeah, everywhere like such as
whereas. Love Nuggets, Melanie Griffith, and Antonio Banderas' breakup. Apparently not as friendly as we've been told. Melanie has spent the past couple of weeks getting Antonio tattoos removed.
Yeah, I saw that big one on her arm. She was wearing a sleeveless dress a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, well, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, apparently Antonio wandering off the reservation. Katie Couric getting married tomorrow to her boyfriend for the last 4 years, John Molnar. In the Hamptons?
You think when he proposed, he thought, I'm going to get those big TV dollars in here, and then whoops, now I got to go with Yahoo dollars?
TV news, Emmy ballots go out today here in Los Angeles, expected to be the front runners in the comedy category. Shows, Veep, Big Bang, Modern Family, actors, front runners, Jim Parsons, Louis C.K., and best actress, front runners, Edie Falco, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Emmy telecast are August 25th. Sunday, a lot of television to talk about Sunday. First of all, USA and Portugal. I'm sure it'll do well. Sunday night, All Out War, America's Got Talent goes head-to-head against ABC's new singing competition show, Rising Star. We need another singing competition show.
I remember last year on this show when you said those are over. The Idol ratings are dead. The Voice is just doing so-so. And you said, I can't believe they keep going back to this well, and yet here's now ABC jumping in there.
But this one has a wall. With viewers' faces on it.
Who cares? Mike was right a year ago.
You know, the only thing really different about this show is that you can get an app for it. And when you vote for your favorite singer, it instantly is tallied and is shown on the show.
Well, how's that going to work for people like you on the West Coast?
I don't know how it's going to work.
Are you going to see the East Coast votes and our votes first?
They probably will edit it, put it at the bottom of the screen and edit it out, when it plays on the West Coast, and they'll probably promote that it's just the East Coast voting.
Wow.
All I know is this instant voting will be shown immediately. I always find it interesting when I hear about people that are best friends, that I don't know how they've ever even gotten to really know each other, and yet they became best friends. Two cases today, Courtney Love and Gwyneth Paltrow talk every day.
Hmm.
And I found out yesterday, I thought this was really just odd, that Charlie Chaplin's best friend for 40 years was Albert Einstein.
Wow.
That's odd. Two best quotes of the week, Angelina Jolie, asked about her and Brad Pitt's relationship, says, quote, our souls are married. That's all that counts. So death do us part, our soul.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And Blake Lively was asked if she read tabloids, said, quote, no, I read the Bible, end quote. That would be Blake Lively. She's a very big Christian girl.
Yep.
Who's the stinkiest of them all? Russell Crowe, Brad Pitt, Matthew McConaughey.
I can't choose somebody dead and decomposed.
Wow. No, still living. The smelliest.
I'll go Crowe.
The smelliest. I'm going Crowe or McConaughey. I'll go, since you want Crowe, I'll go McConaughey.
I'll say Brad Pitt.
The answer is Russell Crowe.
Thank you.
And finally, Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Stay cool and have a great week in St. Louis. Lydia, come on in, Lani, Lani, okay, look who in the car, hooey, hooey, ho. Killaway, Kamiki, Kaka, who? Wemena, Lokai, Moki, Kaka, Aka, hooey, ho.
Mike Evans, brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. That music means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in news. We begin in San Marino, California, where Philip Lau came home from work to find that someone had left a bag of dog droppings on his lawn. Since Lau has surveillance cameras on the front of his house, he checked the video and was surprised to see that the culprit was Philip Nyer, the mayor of San Marino. Lau called the police about the incident. The officers took a report indicating that the bag appeared to have been intentionally placed in the walkway entrance. Lau claims the mayor has not been happy with him since he placed a no-poop zone sign outside his home and has been vocal about his opposition to a proposed dog park nearby. But Nyer says he has no opinion about the dog park. It's not up for city council review. And as for the sign, Nyer said it has been a sore subject for many neighborhood residents who pleaded with him to convince Lau to remove it, but he didn't put the dog poop there for that reason. He sent a letter of apology saying, "My wife noticed a bag of dog waste in your West Parkway near the lamppost. Rather than leave it or dispose of it properly, I placed it on your side walkway. This was a mistake. I apologize. It won't happen again." But Lau did not accept Nyer's apology. He thought the mayor was lying, and the video, which has gone viral, shows the mayor tossing it directly onto the guy's lawn. And after that went viral, 8 days later, Nyer gave up his post as mayor. Pretty much a ceremonial position. Says he's going to stay on the city council, though, until his term ends next year. Stay classy, San Marino. Stay classy. Now, story number two is from a listener named Matt Burrows. It's a story from Springfield, Illinois, where police responded to a call from 19-year-old Levin Long, who said someone had broken into his home and beaten him up. He told officers a man in a ski mask got into the house and started fighting with him before putting him in a headlock and running his head into a clock in the living room. But police didn't think the evidence added up because Long didn't appear to have many injuries. The clock was broken, and they saw that, but no signs of forced entry. And the topper was when Long asked police for a note, like a doctor does, to explain why he was late for work. An officer discovered that Long's cell phone had a missed call from his boss at 12:44 p.m., a call to his roommate at 12:59 p.m., and then a call to the police 3 minutes later. Long then admitted that he made the story up because he was afraid he'd lose his job because he woke up late. Did I mention the call from the boss was at 12:44 p.m.? He told the officer he had used a piece of glass from the broken clock to scratch his forehead to make it look like he'd been assaulted. He has been charged with making a false report. That's a misdemeanor. No word on whether he still has the job. And next we go to Suffern, New York, where Juan Savar drove past several police cars and into the rear parking lot of the police department. A dispatcher watched the incident on the department's security camera, sent an officer out there to check things out. The officer found Savar trying to turn his car around in the parking lot, and then the cops stopped him and found him to be drunk. And it's not the first time Savar has been stopped for DWI. He's already been to jail twice this year with other alcohol-related driving charges, but this was the shortest walk they ever had to do. It was 8 feet from where they stopped him to the jail door entrance. And we finish with this story. I don't know whether to believe this one or not. Somewhere over the Pacific Ocean, during a 15-hour Cathay Pacific Airlines flight from Newark to Hong Kong, one of the passengers got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to use the bathroom. And somehow, while he was in there, he managed to get, and you tell me how this happened, he managed to get his middle finger jammed in a trash bin and couldn't get loose.
Huh.
He pressed the button to summon the flight attendants. They couldn't get him unstuck either. So he had to stand there for several hours, including while the plane landed, and then 10 minutes later, he did manage to free himself. The police and paramedics checked him out and let him go. He got off the plane and went on with his day. I can't help but wondering if something was lost here in translation from Hong Kong. Maybe it wasn't his middle finger that got stuck, if you know what I mean. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. If you have one to contribute, email it to paul@harrisonline.com. Have a great weekend, and check out Dan and the Southside Johnny Band playing tomorrow at...
at the Rooks Game Day, right there at Dorset and 270.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Ian. Thanks to everybody here on the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
And we're going to get our final look at traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
And things are winding down pretty well. You just have a few spots that are stop and go, and one of them is on westbound 40 from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge, and then you're heavy again from Highway 94 through Highway K. Eastbound 40 stacks up, though, from Clayton Warson into Big Bend. Baseball traffic there. That's causing southbound 170 to be slow from Forest Park Parkway down through 40. And eastbound 270, just a little heavy east of McDonald, approaching Lindbergh through New Florissant. The only other slowdown I see is on, after you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 5564, slow to the 70 split, and then 64 from that point out through Highway 111. And this traffic report brought to you by Mrs. Freshley. Stuck in traffic? Make the way to Tasty One. Pull over for Mrs. Freshley's award-winning jumbo honey buns, chocolate cupcakes, and mini donuts. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world. Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com. Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 7/15/2014.
This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. The average retirement lasts 30 years. It's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. 30 years ago, a gallon of milk was almost half the cost, the average car was under $7,000, and the average income was just over $12,000. Does your retirement income plan account for the effects of inflation? There's an easy way for you to get a steady, predictable, guaranteed income stream and hedge against inflation. Call Heisey Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 and find out if these solutions would be right for you. Protect your gains, hedge against inflation, get a stable, predictable, guaranteed income stream, and most of all, have the peace of mind you deserve. Call Heisey Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Global Financial Private Capital.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A very difficult decision. So, but we also, we believe that community schools are the bedrock of our country.
A St. Charles County school district no longer accepting transfer students, what this means for Normandy students. A Southwest Missouri man accused of killing a 10-year-old girl. The prosecutor's emotional plea in court as he announced the state wants the death penalty. And storms rumbling across the area where there's some damage at this hour.
It's one of the sweetest conventions in the nation. We'll meet up with the candy makers making a stop in Maplewood.
First on Fox, storms popping up in the St. Louis area this evening. Here's a live look from the rooftop at the Fox 2 studios right now. More rain is expected this weekend. Let's check in with Chief Meteorologist Dave Murray. I got under the rain cloud again. We joke about this because literally it can be sunshine everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting
to get
a complex.
You get it.
But somehow I get the rain cloud. I got all the way to the studios in the parking lot.
Boom. Started